A new report out today finds that large numbers of Americans say anti-Semitism is a major problem in the U.S. Here's NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose.
The report, called The State of Anti-Semitism in America, found that 94% of Jews and 74% of all U.S. adults say anti-Semitism is a very serious or somewhat serious problem. The American Jewish Committee, or AJC, commissioned the study, which was carried out in October and November of last year. The survey also found that American Jews are uncertain about their place in American society. Nearly two-thirds of respondents say that the status of Jews in the U.S. is less secure than 1 year ago. That's up dramatically over recent years.
The number one reason given was because of the Israel-Hamas war and the aftermath and effects of that.
Holly Huffnagel is the AJC's director for combating anti-Semitism. She says nearly half of Jewish respondents say they've changed their behavior due to fear.
Avoiding publicly wearing, displaying things in my house, people identify them as Jewish. Avoiding certain places, events, situations out of concern for their safety or comfort as a Jew. And then avoiding posting online that would identify them as a Jew or reveal their views on Jewish issues.
We've now seen this turn into a five-alarm fire.
American Jewish Committee CEO Ted Deutsch.
In a country where freedom of religion is of paramount importance, to find ourselves in a situation when nearly half of all people are afraid, that should be unacceptable to everybody.
Deutsch says many Jews are feeling abandoned right now, but there is something anyone can do.
It means a lot to just reach out and to ask how they can be supportive. That alone is really important.
FBI data released late last year show more than half of all religion-based hate crimes were driven by anti-Jewish bias. Last month, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CAIR, released data that shows from October to December of last year, bias complaints related to Islamophobia were up 178% over the same period the previous year. CAIR calls those numbers staggering. Jason DeRose, NPR News.